manifest in the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Wow.
Sorry.
I could yell louder if you want.
We can turn your mic off so I can't hear you.
No, it works. I'm the closest to the control panel.
Ashley's right there. She's got the button.
Is that you, Hal?
I'm sorry, Dave.
Anyway, it's Sunday once again, April 15th, 2018, and it's been a hell of a week.
Roller coaster ride. Here we
I'm
go.
I'm telling you.
Buckle up, Spanky.
Yeah, with the taxes and mom and everything else that's going on. And, wow. Anyway, good morning to all our listeners out there. This is Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm your host. My name is Mark Kent. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we also have Jared and Ashley, our trusted producers, soundboard operators, and all-around great guy and gals.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ashley.
And Red Smith, who's been on the unfunded Seventh Circle of Non-Existent Recovery, Main Street Media, you know, pretty much ostracized by the society as a whole.
Blah, 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 blah is going. Blah, 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 blah.
It is I.
Yeah, he's been turned to the dark side. Oh boy, we could go along. We could ride that pony for a while.
Yeah, for a little bit, for a little while.
But I'm not going to. I'm just going to give a shout out to Matthew, Sarah, Sydney, and Mason.
Yeah,
they're visiting. Hopefully, they're listening.
I don't know. Maybe, they were busy, but they might be.
Yeah, they might be.
Just so people know, that is my son and his wife and my grandkids.
There you go. Yeah.
Very nice.
From Missouri.
They're from Missouri.
Misery.
And they set foot in California on purpose?
Yeah, just for a few days. Yeah. They're not sticking around.
Yeah, it's like...
they're like, oh my goodness. Let me out.
California.
No.
Everybody wants out of California these days.
This is not the home I remember.
I just wanted to say, you know, it's been 9 years since the Tea Party Day on the bridge over at the...
Oh, wow.
Is that
Sundial
crazy?
Bridge.
Sundial Bridge. How
9 years?
9 years. How crazy is that?
We've been doing this 9 years?
Mm, I know.
Wow.
I don't know, but I'm starting to feel kind of old. And I'm sort of starting to sound like Francis Sullivan.
Oh, so it's time to take you out back and shoot you?
Is he looking like Francis?
Metaphorically
speaking. I didn't say that. That's just for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, metaphorically speaking, of course.
That's what we're all about, entertainment.
It's a hard act.
Have you seen my baseball?
It's in my garden. Oh boy, it's either Francie Sullivan or it's Kate. What's her name? From Oh gosh, who was the one that always had the voice like that towards the end?
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about.
I do. I can see your face.
Never mind.
It'll come to me as soon as we stop.
This is called
it.
A senior moment. Nobody knows anything. We need more coffee.
You know, there's something to play with coffee.
Yeah. Good grief. Anyway, Humphrey Bogart, African Queen. Hepburn. Thank you. Yeah. Catherine Hepburn. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
That's, I could see your face. I couldn't. And that'd be Cat. I thought that was Audrey. I always mix those
no,
two up.
No, Audrey was Tiffany. Breakfast at Tiffany's. Okay. George Peppard. Okay. Mickey Rooney.
African Queen was Catherine.
Catherine Hepburn. Okay. And, yeah, we got
see,
it
we
all.
We really are entertainment this
well,
morning.
Well, we're trying to be. Wow. I also want to know, I also want to say, I also want to know that I said, and I'm
let
saying,
you know,
you know,
yeah,
Mark Baird will be on the show at 11.
We haven't been staring at tax returns for 3 years.
I know, we're just a little rubby. Yeah, it's like, exactly. I mean, that's what I feel like a little bit this morning is, yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been down to the
is that a technical term? Man.
I think if you only could see the look on the face.
I think I wandered by a dispensary this morning somewhere. And I got medicated on accident.
Or on purpose.
Yeah.
I breathe heavily purpose, as you go by. Yeah.
No, those days are long gone, says. Travis Allen at 11:30.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. ought to be very interesting as well.
Yeah.
So, wow. So we better kind of step it up here and speed up the pace and get right to it, because there's a lot of stuff to cover.
The Democrats did it. There. End of story. News over. Ask Horowitz. He'll tell you.
You know something? Wow. I mean, the IG's report is pretty damning. You might want to go to the, Gateway Pundit. And look at the report. You can actually pull the report up there, and they have the complete copy. There's also a nice little thing on Gigi Hadid there. Never mind. But, wow, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The Clinton Foundation was under investigation in 2006, but the FBI decided not to release the information to the public. This information was finally leaked just before the election to the Wall Street Journal, and confirmed in the second leak, instigated by McCabe. Is this some kind of bizarre world?
It is.
Where
it is.
Black
it,
is white and white is black and right is wrong and wrong is right?
No, I just...
I mean, we're going to have to come out with a new melody, the Leakers or something, you know, by the Seekers.
You know, well, it just... What it's going to come down to is that the corruption is not partisan. It reaches.
I think
across.
We've. No, got, I think what really? We've got here is that we've got the globalist, Marxist, progressive guys who want a world total government that runs your life,
and the people that don't,
and the other people that just want to be free and not told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the deal.
Yes,
and so it's like, you know.
Well, that's with this IG report that's coming out. It nails McCabe pretty much
to the wall.
Yeah, to the wall, and
he looks like
then
one
you
of those,
start to...
He looks like one of those wolf skins tacked to the shed of the barn in one of those pictures.
Yeah, Trump's out there beating it like an old rug with a tennis racket right now. And that's... But if you start to tick down the dominoes of what this means, because, okay, if he lied about A, that means B is a lie, which means C is a lie, which means this guy over here was lying, and the whole house starts to come undone.
He's a liar. He's a leaker. He's, he's not a truth seeker.
No, not at all. You know, and it smears Comey. It smears everything, and it gets down into the dossier. You know, there's things coming out that we already kind of knew and suspected, like the fact that before they even went after a warrant from the FISA court, the FBI knew that the dossier was constructed and paid for by the Democratic National Committee, never released that information to the FISA judge, never released that information to anybody, or stopped or brought into question. Maybe we should look into this before we go after this great big red herring of a Russian collusion investigation.
I think we should just go after Anthony Weiner's laptop instead.
Ugh.
Oh, oops.
Bring your Bible.
How'd that get there?
you might need a priest and some holy water to get the email.
Yeah, I mean, thing. You know, his head Yuck. Does turn around quite. Anyway, the FIB. It's now the FBI's the FIB.
Yeah.
Okay, the FBI hid the Clinton Foundation investigation from the public, and it was not confirmed until the McCabe leak came out on October 30th, 2016. Mm-hmm. The FBI, decided it was not in the public's interest to share this information with the Americans before the 2016 election. In other words,
screw you, America.
Yeah, it's like, what?
We're trying to win an election here.
Yeah.
So we've got, you know, the evil queen from the vampire from hell, mm-hmm. witch, running for president. But we don't want to know that she's been being corrupted and colluded and bribed. And
it ties McCabe together. It ties the Schnock and the I can never say the guy's name.
Strzok.
Thank you.
Strzok.
Yeah.
Is that you, Strzok? You got to say it like Sean Connery. Is that you, Strzok?
Is that you, Strzok? Check you, Miss Moneypenny. But that's coming out now. Is that what was her name? Valerie Palmer. The one that was texting back and forth with, she actually turned over her text and stuff to Horowitz to refute what Andrew McCabe was saying. That's part of what's proving he's a liar, is she kept the evidence and turned it over to the Inspector General to clear her name. Now, the interesting thing is that the report has been released, and it has mention of an interview with Andrew McCabe. But the interview was not typed up, was not written, was not part of the report. And the only reason that the report to be redacted, or that interview to be redacted from the report, is because now it's criminal evidence.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Oopsie.
Dang.
You know, here's a point, it's on page two. McCabe told Comey he didn't know who leaked, and therefore Comey claims he didn't know about McCabe's leak.
Really?
Therefore, evil is good.
Wow.
I see nothing.
And then when confronted with lying to the investigators, McCabe lied and denied previously lying to the investigators.
So he lied about lying.
He lied about lying, about leaking and lying.
To the liar.
About the liar.
To the liar. Because he lied
liar,
to
liar.
Comey.
Who's on first?
He lied to Comey. He lied about Comey. He lied with Comey.
That's a lot of lies.
That's a lot of lies going
on. But Trump's the devil. Let's see. There's no collusion. He didn't have anything to do with Russia. Let's see. They created a dossier funded by the Clinton Foundation. They knew that they did that.
And they went to a secret FISA court knowing that. And
getting a warrant to surveil the opponent's campaign from the guys who were, running against them. And use the FBI and the DOJ as their shills to do this for them.
Mm-hmm. Knowingly, in collusion with the Department of Justice, with the Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who is now going to get slammed to the wall.
While selling uranium secrets to the Russian governments and getting paid off by the Putin government, $150 million plus the fees. And, you know, of course, Bill Clinton is worth $500,000 he's not even getting any of that money these days.
Yeah, even though the Clinton Foundation is under investigation as a money laundering organization, and those uranium minerals were sold at the cost of pushing American ranchers off their land.
Why would you ever bring that up right before an election?
Yeah, it's probably better.
Rut-roll, Raggy.
Yeah.
The IG reports redacts the individual's name who discussed the Clinton Foundation investigation with James Comey. And McCabe and the special counsel, presumably Lisa Page, who, by the way, was sleeping with Strzok.
Mm-hmm.
Strzok.
Strzok.
Peter Strzok.
Yeah.
Who was the FBI deputy assistant director.
Mm-hmm.
Leaking the information to the Wall Street Journal.
Was one of the key personnel in Mueller's investigation.
Hasn't been fired.
Yeah. It's... Wow. What do you say?
It's unbelievable.
Well, here's my question is, at the end of this, how does the FBI survive this?
I don't know.
How does the American people ever, you know, of course I lost my faith in the FBI back in Waco. So.
Yeah, and it's funny that all this stuff basically came out on Anthony Weiner's laptop.
And there's more there.
Yeah, because, of course, it's okay to destroy, when you're under subpoena, the 30,000 emails and break everything with a hammer, the phones, and then, you know, deny and tell everybody, well, that's because we were taking yoga classes. And, yeah, I was communicating with my daughter, who, by the way, likes to wish Happy New Year to the Church of Satan and wears upside-down crosses.
Yeah, there's that. But only for real.
Yeah, Google it. I mean, even Snoop says it's true.
Yeah.
There's pictures. But we wouldn't, that's not mainstream news. You wouldn't come out there with a report saying, well, I happen to wonder, I don't understand, why is Chelsea Clinton wishing the Church of Satan Happy New Year while wearing an upside down cross this year?
Are you trying to impinge on her freedom of religion?
Well, I don't care what her religion is, but it kind of, you know, I mean, if you want to worship the Church of Satan, that's up to you, as long as you're not sacrificing, you know, I don't know, little kids or something in the background.
Oh, is that a problem? Because I don't think it is for them.
I don't think so either.
Maybe not, because this whole pedophile thing seems to be getting
closer and closer and closer.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
The amount of raw data, of metadata that they are going to take down from taking down Backpage.com on these pedophile rings and the people that are going down, there ain't nowhere to hide.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, they all had a lack of candor.
They all had a lack of candor.
Okay.
Is that the PC term of saying bull?
You know, okay. This report includes little mention of Anthony Weiner's laptop emails, other than to mention that a meeting was scheduled to get a search warrant to request the emails on October 27th, 2016. Oh, just days before the election, by the way. The emails were the suspected cause for Comey's email to Congress on the 28th, announcing that Hillary's email scandal was being reopened. However, per text message between Strzok and Page, the FBI knew about the emails. Whoa, uh-oh.
Yep, the whole time.
In September. They knew about this in September and had sent a team to New York to review the emails at the time. Now, considering all of the pedophilia crap code talk by the FBI's own investigators and what they say, maybe the emails that were on Weiner's, I hate to even say it that way.
Just call him Carlos Danger.
The emails that were on Weiner.
I just didn't know. It doesn't get better.
Maybe. What the Democrats could fear the most, because I don't know. You know, John Podesta, you know, Hillary's campaign manager, chief of staff for Bill. Mm-hmm. Happens to be kind of really weird and with little kids.
Lead investor in one of the companies that benefited from the Uranium One deal. Don't forget that one either.
Yeah, it's Podesta and Strzok.
Podesta, Stroke, Wiener.
Strzok.
Strzok. I can never get the dude's name right.
I've been Strzok.
Snoke, Strzok, Strzok.
You got the Wiener part down.
Strzok. Okay.
Strzok, Wiener.
Strzok, Wiener. Yeah, Podesta Strzok Weiner.
We have to go to a break now because it's like this is getting
stuck in my head now.
Yeah. We got to go.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4555.
Freaking believable.
This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Chance to see him before he gets too much older, I would highly recommend it.
Well, I have to say, it's one of the few people like that that once he got on stage, the man did not quit for 2 hours straight.
Telling
no breaks,
you,
no
guy's
nothing.
Guy's freaking good, man.
Yeah.
He was good.
He was right there.
Voice never cracked. Perfect. The whole story about
the audience cracked and they skipped a beat every now and then. But
who are you referring to?
I'm just saying.
What the?
They were.
Anyway,
you know,
it was an awesome show. He told the story about his guitar, you know, was lost in an airplane crash down in South America.
Uh-huh.
The guitar off the original Frampton Comes Alive album. They recovered it like 30 years later, and he had it on stage and played it. It was freaking cool.
Yeah, the guy that actually had it was afraid that he would get busted for having his guitar.
He was the insurance guy.
Yeah, exactly.
The insurance guy who's supposed to go in and do the insurance adjustment stole the guitar. What a trip.
So it took a few years for him to get him comfortable enough that he wasn't going to prosecute him for his guitar.
I mean, unbelievable. I mean, is anybody surprised about anything anymore? I mean, if aliens come down and hovered over the convention center in Reading and started bailing out and wishing everybody, you know, happiness and take me to your leader, would you be shocked?
No.
I mean, it might be open season time. I don't know.
Especially
in Reading.
Aliens already here, but, you know,
there's a few rednecks out there. Hey, I got me four, Clem. How many do you get? Might be.
Just lead them a little to the right.
That's right. You got to lead them just a bit because they're kind of fast when you start shooting at them.
Do you know who David Bakel is or Buckle? No. He's a prominent gay rights and transgender activist.
Probably why I really don't know about him.
Oh, the one that cut
not really surprised.
On fire?
That, not yeah, really he, surprised. That, you know.
Yeah.
He apparently just burned himself to death in New
with
York to protest global warming.
Yeah. With
lit
fossil
himself on fire.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No.
No. He did.
So global warming. Boy, I'll tell you what.
So your protest to global warming
is to cause is to start a fire that's going to create more
carbon emissions. With fossil fuel.
With fossil fuel down there. Yeah.
Well, I don't even.
But with that, we do have a caller on the line. Yeah, we do. We have Peter.
I'm stunned. Are you there, Peter?
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, you guys. How you doing this morning?
Hey,
good.
Fun,
you?
Fun never
hey,
stops.
Hey, usual, I'm enjoying listening to your show. Listen, I've been really, really pissed off this week since the FBI went into Donald Trump's attorney's office.
Right.
And, you know, I'm an immigrant here, as you know, but yeah, I'm true blue American, founding fathers and all the good stuff in this country. And unlike most of the lowlifes that come to this country today, I didn't come here to suck off every American taxpayer I can. I came here for what I believe in this country, the rule of law and the checks and balances in Washington. And now, I mean, I'm reading a book called James Michener book, Bridge Over Andau, about the Hungarian Revolution, and there's so many parallels in that with what's going on in America today. It's incredible. I mean, in Russia, you've got the KGB, and in the satellite countries, which most Americans don't know, that Poland and Hungary and Czechoslovakia and Lithuania and those countries were handed over to the Russians.
The Warsaw Pact.
Yes, just to appease the Russians. And that was Eisenhower and Truman, who I used to thought were good guys, but after reading Killing Patton, I've changed my mind on that. So anyway, back to that. So with the Russians got the KGB, and then there's the AVO, and then there's the German Gestapo. Well, here in America, we have the FBI.
Right.
They rule on terror. Here in America, in those countries, what they do is they terrorize you if you speak out, and then they torture you and kill you so they don't have to pay for you the rest of the life. Here in America, the FBI withhold information about you, throw you in jail for 30 bloody years, take everything you have and say nothing, and they get away with it. What I find bothersome, the FBI just went into the President of the United States' private attorney to open up all this, try and find something on him.
I think it shows how desperate they are.
They are.
They are, Peter, because you know something? They knew that AGI report was coming out in a couple more days, and they are looking for anything that they can at this point because they're going to be on the hot seat pretty soon.
Listen, I totally agree with you, but what's more important than that? What rights do you and I have in this country? We have no rights anymore.
Well, we have the rights that God gave us, and the only one that can take them away is God unless you give them up. And I understand what you're saying, and sometimes, you know, it comes down to fighting for your rights, and that's what we're doing. Let's just hope it doesn't get more violent than it already has.
Yeah, all right, mate. I thank you guys for your show, and I have been very upset about this because it doesn't seem to have bothered people the way it's been bothering me a lot. I feel like I'm living in a third world bloody country.
Well, quit watching the television.
Some of it is too, Peter. It's kind of like Andrew Jackson down there at New Orleans, you know, or at the Battle of Bunker Hill. Wait till you see the whites of their eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You ever see that movie Braveheart where Mel Gibson's sitting there and the horses are charging down on him and he's yelling?
Oh, man, I love it.
Hold.
Yeah, you got to wait for the right time, I guess. And I think that's really what's happening. I really do. I believe that if you get a chance, Google Jerome Corsi's speech on Trump this last week. And I think he really nails a lot of it on the head. The fact is that Trump always looks like he's going to lose right before he wins.
Can you imagine the mess we'd be in if Hillary Clinton was president of this country?
Yeah, we'd be hanging off a chain link fence somewhere going, avenge me!
Yeah, we'd all be immigrating to bloody Mexico.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, God bless you guys and have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you have a good
Peter.
One too.
Thank you. Bye.
We have another caller. We have Andrew and Bernie. Good morning, Andrew. Good
morning, Mr. Sweet.
Hi, guys. I'd like to start out with, you give a man fire, he'll stay warm for a day. You light him on fire, stays warm for life. The Impoundment Act. Are you guys aware of the Impoundment? Settle down. The Impoundment Act. You're aware of that?
No, I am actually not. But isn't that a new executive order that I've been hearing about?
No, well, it was back in the, I think, Nixon era time.
Okay.
Bob Joni's been talking about it. It allows Congress with a simple majority to impound any funds from this omnibus act and, in fact, stop it within 45 days of signing. Simple majority, both houses. House and you know.
Well, yeah. That doesn't give me a lot of hope because the Congress is – they're so screwed up now. I mean, I'm not even sure where to go with that.
Right. I just didn't know if you guys were aware of it. But what we need to urge our – representatives to go that route. I realize LaMotta did not sign or agree with that. So, I mean, we're in the North State. We're screwed. That's why we're going for 51.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But anyway, I just didn't know if...
I hadn't heard of that, Andrew.
Yeah, Impoundment Act.
The Impoundment Act. I'll have to look into that just for fun.
Anyway, great show. Toodles.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Andrew. We appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great day.
He's our guy up in Bernie. He's the Bernie beacon.
Not that kind of Bernie, though.
Yeah, I know. Light a guy on fire and he's warm for life. Oh, boy. I mean, you got to laugh about some of this crap because it's, if you don't, you might start to cry a little bit, because it's ugly. Wow. And then you got the Rhino Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, announced his retirement. Eddie Munster's going home.
Yeah, he's on his way out. He's done with it.
No, I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad. I can't stand the guy. Him and Mitch McConnell, I mean, they should be a couple of doorstops or a couple of speed bumps, because they are Republicans. They're rhinos, exactly. Oh, the party leadership. No crap.
Scary.
Yeah.
Wow.
No comment.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Everybody has to bite their tongue over that one. It's kind of like, if they had towels on their heads instead of sheets, they would be towel heads instead of sheet heads. I just love that joke. I can't help it.
I know.
Maybe we need to go to a break. I think it's probably about that time. Let's go to a break, listen to some music. And
if you want to call in, have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR.
I want to go home.
Good luck.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab up the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night brought to you by Food Max and Tri-Counties Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music stars Morgan Wallen and Chris Lane.
I'm going up, down, back home, girl.
And Next Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Oliver, the award-winning musical adaptation of the classic Dickens novel, springs to life at the Cascade Theater with some of the most memorable characters and songs ever to hit the stage. April 19th to the 22nd and 26th to the 29th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 and online at cascadetheater.org.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Carpet ride.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a little old, isn't it?
That's going back a little
Steppenwolf.
Bit.
Wow. Yeah, come on with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride. Yeah, that was fun like that.
Yeah.
Good. What else have we got here to put on the table? This just in.
Oh.
Leaker Comey led meeting with FBI leadership to discuss how leaking hurts the FBI. That's a headline. I'm just reading it. I'm not even making a judgment here. I mean, who am I to judge about, you know, the head leaker talking about leaking, how it hurts the FBI while he's leaking? And who
leaking
knows?
And lying. Lying and leaking?
Hold on. I got to go leak.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line.
Good morning, Roberta. Roberta, are you there?
You're on the air, Roberta.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I tell you what, I want people to start waking up to what all of this is going to do to our kids and our grandkids.
Yep.
People have got to get in this fight. Yeah. However, I know I can't demand it, but boy, I tell you, it's getting serious. Anyway, I'm just wondering what your thought is on MacArthur becoming speaker. And I'll take my answer on the air.
Oh, Kevin McCarthy?
McCarthy, yes.
Yeah, MacArthur. I was like, what was that? What was that famous line? I shall return. But he never went there. Yeah.
I guess my tongue is as twisted as Terry's was this morning.
It's all right. It's all right. We're all
in
shock.
Thanks for calling in, Roberta. We appreciate it.
You know, Kevin McCarthy was actually a roommate to our esteemed Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Excuse me, I got a little frog in my throat. That always happens when I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats. And, of course, the local newspaper. But I'm not enamored.
Which we don't
have. Oh, yeah, the local fraud.
Yeah.
And then what's her name? She's leaving. Going on to greener pastures down in Sacramento. I can't think of her name. Who cares? But
in the back
Kevin McCarthy was a former roommate of Doug LaMalfa. I'm not happy about that guy at all. I think he's Eddie Munster, in drag. Because did that put a picture in your mind's eye?
Yeah, it kind of did.
Eddie Munster,
and then I'm thinking of the fossil fuel and. And keep any warm for the rest of his life.
From what I've seen, and again, you know, I'm not professing to be the Delphi Oracle, although I could be the Delphi Never mind. So, shut up. Shut up. I need some more hot coffee. But, you know, I mean, the thing is that I think most of these guys are establishment Republicans. That think anytime they're going, oh, this is the guy, John Boehner. Oh, he's past his time. Crying.
But he's a Republican.
Yeah, I know, Mr. Crybaby.
Yeah.
But, you know, Eddie Munster. You know, the next thing you know, it'll be
a Republican.
The next thing it'll be Lurch. It'll be Lurch or
cousin it.
Cousin it. Yeah.
It could be Grandpa.
Lori. Lori's on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lori.
Lori.
Yeah, you're on the air.
You're
Lori.
On with us.
Hey, I think I have an explanation why some of us might be tongue tied or whatever. It's like it's paid attention to the sky the last 2 days.
Could be
a cocktail of chemicals that have been pouring down on us.
My immunity and my tolerance has gotten so high I don't even notice it anymore.
Maybe that's what they want is acclimation. Who knows?
Yeah, we're acclimated to being barraged with barium and aluminum, and yep. it's no worse than putting carnation instant cream in my coffee.
Bring back Tang. I don't know.
Tang.
But last night I was watching a little bit of the Alex Jones regarding the whole Syria thing.
Right.
And we all know Alex, you know, he's either beating the drum of, he's a part of it and he's just, you know, a world-class actor just completely. Or there's like half truth to it. I don't know. But I want to address the deep state. When Prescott Bush back in the day got started with this, we saw the Nazis and became the CIA. Alan Dulles influenced the whole assassination of JFK. So I'm on the whole shadow government, deep state topic. Nixon, his whole thing, John Bolton and the Iran-Contra. Now he's suddenly on board, and now we suddenly have a strike on Syria. Dick Cheney from the 9/11 days, Henry Kissinger, come on, Brzezinski. So all of these individuals have others kind of, I think, influencing them, so they never have to answer to Congress. They walk away, no morality. They don't care what kind of collateral damage. Innocent people get hurt. So I'm just concerned that this is another Friday dump, as they call it. Something happens on a Friday afternoon or evening. The weekend occurs, and then, you know, it spins around, rolls around, and then we have to, you know, like you keep saying, all of you, thank you for your reporting, is we have to do like 10 times the reporting because stuff is video-wise dumped, scrubbed, and then you're left with a few words and text, and you're like, yeah, I wish I could have seen the video, but... it's non-existent. Thank you, Zuckerberg.
The Zuck.
Mm-hmm. The Zookster. Yeah, so meanwhile, he was in the hot seat for 2 days in a row. I mentioned this the other day on Pete Peter's show.
The Zuckerberg.
Yeah, where's that all going to go? So I just want to put it out there. There's going to be all kinds of versions of what the Syria thing was when we still have no proof, evidence that actually happened, and it's not staged.
We have proof and evidence that the Syrians did it. And for the people that say, well, why would he do this? He knew that strikes were coming. He's winning the war. Why would he have to resort to chemical attacks? You have to look at the victim list of the people that were in the market that day that it got gassed and who they hit.
That's what I would like to have for more proof and evidence, because I've seen the last year hoax videos where they're hosing people off with the garden hose, no gloves, no hazmat, no suits, no protective gear, and people that are on national syndicated shows are saying it's a joke and a hoax. I think it was a Hannity show had some guest saying that.
Actually, that's what you do for chlorine.
Instantly dead, and then they're trying to clean them up. So again, it's just.
I don't know. It was not a sarin gas attack. It was chlorine.
Chlorine.
It was cheap. It was dirty, and it was fast.
I can say I haven't done any homework on that, so I'm going to let.
It was the last days of the pocket. The people that were getting out and evacuating, the opposition leadership that's opposed to Omar Bashad was supposed to be getting out that day.
Well, and you know we've seen so many false flags before that you start getting gun shy of just about everything too. So mm-hmm. when something real does happen, you're afraid that it's another mm-hmm. one of these false flags.
Yeah.
So
which is why, in closing, we see that all this fiasco with David Hogg, some think, you know, this person was in school in California years ago and graduated, so then the stories don't match. One minute he's in school frantic, freaking out because of the shooting, and the next one, oh, he had to take his bike to school. It's just caught in these lies, like a lot of these stories are. The comment I have on the gas stuff is like, when is that going to end? Because people can make another chemical plant somewhere else down the road, and it just seems to just escalate, and it never
Look at this group of people that they put together as these anti-Second Amendment kids from the Parkland shooting. It's like Disney drove up from Kissimmee and put together a boy band. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. What does that even look like?
Well, you've got all of your, you know, you've got your edgy girl, and then you've got your all-American boy, and then you've got your whole range of the boy band characters.
Like Justin Bieber?
Yeah. It's the Mickey Mouse Club.
Well, I'm gonna listen in to your guest with Mark Baird again, more details, and your special guest, Travis Allen. And, yes, we have to pay attention to what's happening in our local government and the unfunded liabilities. Shout out to Gary Cadd. And I'm grateful that Carl Bott had him on the Friday morning show. I caught that. It was really helpful to know that in our own backyards, we have plenty to deal with. So,
thanks,
you guys. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Thanks, Lori.
Yeah,
I wanted to touch on, since you brought up John Boehner. You know what John Boehner's up to now?
Do we want to really know?
He's a painter? John Boehner's painter?
Nope. He just became a board member of America's largest legal cannabis corporation.
Oh, maybe that's why he was crying.
Maybe.
I don't know. Wow. You know,
it never ends.
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at this headline through this whole thing and thinking, how surreal is this? Suicide bombers dressed as UN peacekeepers fire rockets and blow up vehicles in Mali. I don't know anymore. It's like, I just want the truth.
Now, were they dressed up as UN peacekeepers, or were they UN peacekeepers?
And you know, you got to think about the mentality behind that. I know, we're going to fool them all.
Yeah.
Or put on UN helmets. Yeah. I don't know. And who blows up vehicles in Mali, and why did you do it?
I didn't even know they had vehicles
in Mali. I know! Another one. Disgusting. Madeleine Albright compares Trump administration to Nazis and Soviet communists. Are you freaking kidding me?
Madeleine Albright?
Queen Connie?
Yeah.
UN ambassador to, you know, the New World Order?
One of the wicked witches?
The wicked witches.
Yeah. Her feet curls up under the house when it falls on her. I mean, I don't know. How are you supposed to sort through this crap?
Research.
Well, that's it. You have to, like, pull your head out of the dope bag, maybe quit smoking some of that medication that you've been, you know, kind of getting addicted to lately, and, you know, stop eating the brownies, even though they taste good with, you know, whipped cream. and start paying attention. So, I don't know.
Get involved.
We got 10 minutes to the top of the hour. I don't know. Go ahead and play a music or something. We'll come back in the last 5 minutes and try to figure out what the hell we're talking about.
I'm just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises.
All lies and jest. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Listen to a little George for a while.
Getting a little chatter here about the some of the serious strikes and kinetic strikes.
I'm going to crank it up a little bit. It's our fallback position when we run out of stuff to say.
Well, before we go on, I do have an announcement about an event coming up. It's the second annual Missing in America Prime Rib Dinner coming in May 26th. And we're going to have it down at the Veterans Hall again. Doors open at 3, dinner at 5. And you can purchase tickets through me at 356-3651 or through Lori at 515-7494. Or you can pick them up at Jones Fork. If you sponsor a table of eight, it's $400, and you get $200 worth of raffle.
But wow.
Remember, this was some of the best prime rib in town that we had last year.
I like that part.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Yeah. And it is the same cooks. We got Cheryl Moore from Star Spangled Catering and Sarge Levy doing the cooking.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. You know, he's up for an award for his cooking.
Really?
Yeah, we had to change the date from the 19th to the 26th because I forget what award it is, but yeah. So there you go. So come see us.
So we got
get
2 minutes.
Tickets. Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, we got a QAnon post links between Clinton and CIA to JFK Jr. plane crash. Now, would that be something? Holy crap.
I'm informed that Sarge Levy is Teacher of the Year Award. You know, he does the culinary school over at Enterprise. So, yeah.
Great program to get him.
Yeah. You know it. Yeah, so that's awesome.
All right. Very good. So we got a couple of minutes here, and then we're going to go to the top of the hour. We got Mark Baird coming on at a little after 11 or 11 o'clock, and then we have Travis Allen at 11:30. Yeah. And he's running for...
Congress, right?
Governor.
Sorry, I was actually myself.
I just wanted to hear if anybody knew. It's like we're getting thrown so much information at us. It's like, what's going to stick? Anyway, we've got 1 minute to go. He's running against Gruesome Newsom. You got Jerry Brownshirt who's leaving office, and then you got Gruesome Newsom, and then is it John Cox?
Yeah.
John Cox is the other Republican candidate.
It is Cox, yeah.
And then you've got Travis Allen. And so we have some questions for Travis concerning, you know, who's going to win the nominee for the Republicans to run against the Gruesome Newsom.
And what's going to happen?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
So stay tuned. for the second hour of Sovereign Minds. We're at the top of the hour. They're going to cut us off, I think. So stay tuned.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations hopes the president of Syria got the message in yesterday's airstrikes.
It is now up to Bashar al-Assad on whether he's going to use chemical weapons again. And should he use it again, the president has made it very clear that the United States is locked and loaded and ready to go.
Nikki Haley on Fox News Sunday. She goes on to say the U.S. will be imposing more economic sanctions on Russia for its support of Assad and his use of chemical weapons. The official announcement tomorrow. The mayor of Philadelphia has ordered a city commission to review policies at Starbucks.
The order comes after the arrest of two African-American men prompted social media users to accuse the company of racial discrimination. Videos posted online show officers handcuffing the men in the downtown Philadelphia coffee shop last Thursday. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney says he was heartbroken to see his city in the headlines for an incident that he says exemplifies what racial discrimination looks like in 2018. But the city's police commissioner stands by the arrests.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. A crude oil spill from the Keystone Pipeline in South Dakota last November has turned out to be twice as big, nearly, as it was first reported.
A spokeswoman for pipeline owner TransCanada tells the Aberdeen American News that around 407,000 gallons spilled onto farmland when the pipeline broke near Amherst in Marshall County on November 16th. TransCanada had originally put the spill at 210,000 gallons. The new number would make the spill the seventh largest onshore oil or petroleum product spill since 2010, as reported to the U.S. Department of Transportation. Repairs have since been made and the cleanup is done. Jeremy House reporting.
It's April 15th, but your taxes are not due. We get a break this year. They're due on Tuesday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. When I named this company after Madison, it was a vow on my part to create a company that she would be proud of, that does hair color right and gives women what they deserve. We believe in beautiful, naturally healthy-looking hair and that all women can achieve that. Experience beautiful, multidimensional, ammonia-free, salon-quality at-home hair color for under $25. We believe confident is the new beautiful, so we've done our job if you feel on top of the world unstoppable with your new hair color. Join the hundreds of thousands of women who have tried and loved Madison Reed. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code GREATHAIR123. That's code GREATHAIR123. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
There was no talk of a wall or military troops on the border when Vice President Mike Pence and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto met in Lima, Peru yesterday.
That's where the pair is attending the Summit of the Americas. Pence acknowledged the two have a difference of opinions and said some issues were set aside for a later date. He said they discussed the fact that both countries have strong presidents with strong personalities who are bound to have strong differences at times. The vice president said they instead focused on issues the countries can work together on, including immigration, the North American Free Trade Agreement, and combating drugs. Ron DeRockster reporting.
A giant metal structure that spent 2 years touring the world with rock band U2 is finding a new home at an aquarium in suburban Salt Lake City. The massive four-legged structure towered above the rock behemoths during a world tour from 2009 to 2011. Now the Loveland Living Planet Aquarium in Draper says it'll be the centerpiece of a new expansion project. News and analysis at townhall.com. Residents and businesses already bracing for the shutdown of one of New York City's busiest subway lines a year from now.
The New York Times says the L train between Brooklyn and Manhattan will be halted for 15 months to repair Superstorm Sandy damage to an East River tunnel. Vehicle traffic in some areas could increase 70% during peak rush. Manhattan's 14th Street will become the nation's busiest bus route. 70 buses an hour will stream across the Williamsburg Bridge onto narrow Chinatown and Soho streets. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 15th, and a birthday for a number of notable people, including country singer Roy Clark, 85 years old today, actress Claudia Cardinale, 80. Writer-producer Linda Bloodworth-Thomason turned 71 today. Columnist Heloise, 67. Actress-screenwriter Emma Thompson, 59. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
I was thinking the parent climate agreement. The Paris climate agreement. I don't know. I got my, there we go. That's me. Never mind. Let's see. 100,000 high school students are pre-registering to vote. Oh, that's because they're so on top of the issues, I bet. And
is that in between Tide Pod Power Hour?
Tide Pod Power.
And the condoms?
Yeah.
Who snorts condoms? Evidently a lot of people do.
I guess so.
It's the new thing. Not where you're supposed to put them.
Why?
Maybe it tickles your throat. I don't know. Why would you do that? Why would you eat a Tide Pod? Because you're going to take a trip in a yellow submarine? I don't know. Is that a trick question? Is that a joke?
I don't think you even get high from it.
Who does that? Hey, I've got an idea, Bruce. Here's a couple Tide Pods. You take yours first. It's kind of like being in the sandbox when you're a kid with your little sister. Here, this sand tastes good.
Have some lawn fudge.
Oh, God.
I don't get it.
Really?
Make it stop. Just make it stop.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Where are we going with all this crap? I mean...
And who is dumber? The first person that ate a Tide Pod or the second guy that was like,
So the first guy, he's on the floor slobbering like an idiot, like a rabid dog, probably rolling around like, Larry or Moe or Curly and, spinning around in a circle or something. And you go, wow, that looks like fun.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the second guy, stupider.
Here's some jalapenos. Rub your eyes now.
That's like... Let's rip off the walls and eat some cotton candy.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm hoping that our guest will call in, Mark Baird. He should be. But who knows? In this day and age, things happen.
Yep, it does, so, unfortunately.
Hopefully we'll wait for him to call in. But, going back to the Tide Pods...
Snorting prophylactics. I'm not even sure how you physically do that.
I'm pretty sure I don't even want to try.
I'm not interested enough to find out, but I am kind of curious.
It's like, what's your brand? Do you like
Who never thought of it?
Is ribbed better?
Is ribbed better? Do you have a reservoir tip for that?
Does size
matter? I don't know. Does size matter?
Well, I mean, do you, like, get bonus points for getting a Magnum up there? Or what? I mean, how does that work?
Make it stop.
I'm just trying to understand it, as you.
Who comes up with this crap?
I don't know. Literally, who was the first?
I got a better
idea. Yeah, who was the first one? Yeah.
To open a condom and I want to snort that up my nose.
And you know, what's scary is one guy said, I got an idea. Let's vote this election.
Uh-oh,
it's spreading like wildfire. A trend has occurred. Can we take our Tide Pods into the booth with us?
You know, and I thought we were stupid for doing stuff like shotgun and beers and cake stands and stuff, but, damn, these kids got us beat, man.
I don't understand. I don't understand. And there's probably a small segment of them that are doing this. I mean, they just get they get most of the coverage.
Oh, kind of like the trailer park after the tornado. They managed to find the most oaky, retarded person they can and put them on the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Aaron Big Williams coming. Aaron with the trailer down the road now.
There I was, Ethel. and there, all of a sudden, right there by the Maters.
Picked up the wife and the dog. Sure wish they could find my dog.
I saw him as naked as a jaybird.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just.
Yeah.
Just wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What else have we got here? We're kind of doing the tap dance because we thought our guy was calling in, but
we're getting reports that the largest Iranian base in Syria, right outside of Aleppo, apparently blew up last night, amongst reports of unidentified aircraft. The Iranians are claiming that they were not in fact attacked; they're just incompetent and blew themselves up.
Here's a headline that is important. Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle brand leaves her less time for film roles.
Is there more?
I don't know. I stopped there.
No.
It's a sponsored website. I'm sorry. It's an advertisement.
Oh. Jesus.
Oh, is there any difference anymore? A sponsored website and news?
No.
No? I didn't think so. Because it's kind of like the same stuff, mostly.
Oh, apparently Code Pink this morning is mad at Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein over the Syria raid.
What? Code Pink is mad at the...
Okay, this is Breitbart. Code Pink targets Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein over the Syria raid.
That should be not so Breitbart.
Why is Code Pink upset about? Why is that a thing with Code Pink?
I don't know. Maybe you should read the article or something because like we're all in the suspense now. And
I'm on it. I'm waiting for it to load.
Teachers union threatens Wells Fargo with boycott if it doesn't ditch the NRA.
What?
Yeah, teachers union threatens Wells Fargo, who, by the way, is you probably need to bail out at Wells Fargo anyway because they're so screwed up now.
Yeah, they had a class action suit and supposed to pay people, I forget how many
millions
of dollars opening accounts bogus, you know.
You just set up a bunch of bogus accounts for these guys and not tell them about it and charge them extra income. There's a problem with your business plan?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then if you don't ditch the NRA, you're in real trouble because the teachers union is going to come after you. I think we got a caller on the line, Mark.
Do we? Good morning, Mark.
We've been waiting on you with bated breath. You've got a big announcement for us. How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing this morning?
Yeah.
The fun never freaking stops.
You know, I was just thinking this morning about how I'm living the dream.
In other words, what you're saying is this another day in paradise?
Yeah, another day in paradise. That's right.
Nightmare on the home street.
Hey, anyway, the reason I'm calling is we have an idea to proceed in order to gain more national recognition, and this is also a good thing to do. What we want to do is have all the Jefferson committees and Jefferson groups go to their local city councils and their boards of supervisors and try to engage them in the process of filing an amicus brief in the case United States versus the state of California, and the case number is 18-264. So once again, that's 18-264. You can get a transcript of the complaint on the internet. It's very readily available. It's 18 pages. I recommend everybody read it. These cases are no fun to read, but everybody should read that. And if we can get amicus briefs from each of our cities and each of our counties, it'll illustrate, number one, the criminal nature of the government in Sacramento because they're in violation of United States Code Title 8, Section 1324, A1A, 2, and 5, I believe it is. In addition to that, they're condoning the crimes participated in Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, where the governor of California has not only reached an illegal agreement with the state of Oregon and spent $25 million of taxpayers' money to rip out four perfectly functional, fully maintained hydroelectric dams on the Klamath River. At the same time, they failed to maintain the Oroville Dam. And in addition to that, Governor Brown's criminal activity, violation of Article 1, Section 10, Clause 8 with the sanctuary state, or Clause 4 with the sanctuary state, and Governor Brown's violation of Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, making deals with the Chinese. And by the way, it's just come to light that one of our shows, one of the Jefferson shows on a radio station in Modoc County, was just taken off the air because the station management gave the excuse that they're a CBS affiliate and CBS demands an end to conservative programming. That's not actually true. What happened is the station was sold to a company called G&G Broadcasting, which is a front group for the Chinese government. And by the way, the Chinese government owns the outfit called Aecon, which is doing all of the engineering in order to destroy the Klamath Dams against the wishes of 80% of the people in Siskiyou County and other counties as well. But we have some criminal activity here on the part of the state of California, and one way we can get to them is by participating in the federal lawsuit against Governor Brown and Xavier Becerra and the rest of the crooks, liars, and thieves in Sacramento that subjugate you and I every day, and cause them to be sanctioned, arrested, removed from office, whatever we can do. So we need amicus briefs by every city that we can get and every county that we can get. And we already have counties, Siskiyou and Tehama explicitly, that have filed resolutions against the sanctuary state. Now we need action. Now we need amicus briefs. And let's see if we can get those crooks taken out of office or put in jail.
On these amicus briefs, who would write them up? Is there sort of a template for somebody to use? Or, you know, would you go, when you go to your city officials or your county government or wherever you're going to, you know, put pressure on them to do this, would they be able to draft up the briefs, or does somebody have to draft it up for them?
Well, no, a county attorney can draft the brief. There are plenty of examples of amicus briefs on justica.org or Cal Law. You can go to any Cornell University and look up cases and find copies of amicus briefs. But basically, the county attorney would draw it up, or someone in the district attorney's office would draw it up. And then it's simply a friend of the court brief. It's cheap. It doesn't cost a city or a county a lot of money. They have salaried staff to do things like that anyway. It's not as though they have to hire a lawyer. They don't have to show up in court. They don't have to testify. No one has to do anything except file this paper, which expresses support for a political entity against the liars and crooks in charge in Sacramento.
Well, I would think they would be lining up to do that if they were, you know, interested in the rule of law.
Well, most of these governments think that when they do nothing, then they've done nothing wrong and they'll get elected again. So it does take the people to show up and express interest in this and demand that they do it and tell them why it's a good idea, why we think they should do it, and how it will help us. So they do need citizens to show up, and I suggest we do that as the state of Jefferson. I mean, we need to demand justice. And look, you know, you have to ask yourself, do we have rule of law in California? If you violated Title 8, 1324, you'd go to jail for 5 years. And if your action caused injury to another, you'd go to jail for 20 years. Well, Kate Steinle's dad, for example, I'm sure he thinks that his daughter being murdered was causing great bodily harm to her. So Jerry Brown and Xavier Becerra should go to federal prison for 20 years for harboring and shielding the illegal alien, and so should the mayor of San Francisco and their entire city council.
Well, isn't the mayor of San Francisco running for governor now?
Yeah. The mayor of Oakland should go to jail for 20 years because she warned groups of illegal aliens that they were about to be arrested, and some of them were picked up in subsequent raids as recidivist felons. So they committed other crimes and got themselves arrested. Well, that's certainly harm to the citizen, the lawful citizens of the United States. So these are the things that are that the governor of California is doing, and he's doing them with your money. And he's doing them telling everybody in the world that you think it's okay. And if we don't draw a line in the sand and we don't start showing up and taking physical action, you know, it's one thing to be mad. Everybody's mad at these people all the time. We're mad in our house. We're mad when we're listening to this radio show. Well, what do you say we show up and do something about it? You know, it's funny because the current sitting president of the United States received more votes in the state of California than Jerry Brown did when he was elected for governor. That tells me something. That tells me that there are enough conservatives and independents, if they would bother to get up off the couch and get off their behinds and go vote and show up and start standing up for our inalienable rights, we could change this state in an instant. What I can't figure out is why conservatives won't bother to stand up and go do something.
Well, you know, a lot of complacency has been happening over the years, you know, and it's got to change. I mean, so where could they go? They go to the State of Jefferson meeting over there on Monday night at 5:30 at 2570 South Bonneville. Is that the place to show up to get involved with more information?
Yeah, I think that would be a logical place to go show up. If you're not in Shasta County, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners are not in Shasta County, go to soj51.org. Find the county committee for your county. There are phone numbers and names and email addresses there. Write or call the individuals that are responsible for that committee and express an interest in becoming actively involved in the plan to file amicus briefs on behalf of every single county and every single city in the state of Jefferson, every one we can possibly arrange. And let's get ourselves noticed on the national stage so that we can gain a path to statehood here. And it's only by public pressure that we're going to win. If we're not successful in bringing public pressure against the crooks and liars in Sacramento, then heck, we're saying it's okay.
Yeah, what's the end result of that? Is that we just keep getting more and more government, we just keep getting more and more taxes, we keep getting more and more tyranny that's implemented on us and our children so that we don't have enough money to survive, we don't have enough money to put in our gas tanks so that we can get around or go fishing or do anything. I mean, isn't that where we end up, is just being slaves to the state?
Well, Mark, I don't know, but I think that your opening statement on your show where we end up homeless in the continent that our fathers and forefathers conquered and created, I see that as the logical result of inactivity, inaction, complacency. Oh, well, let the other guy carry the water. Yeah, I'm sick of that. It's time to draw a line in the sand. And, you know, Colonel Travis did it at the Alamo. He drew a line in the sand and he said, those that are with me, come to this side and we'll fight even if it's to the death. I mean, the guys on April 19th, 1775, there were 70 of them. They drew a line in the sand and they stood against 700 British regulars. Did they really think they weren't going to be hurt? I don't think so. I think they knew some of them wouldn't live out the day, and they did it anyway. The question I'm asking to everyone, and by the way, I ask this question of myself every single day. What am I willing to do, physically do, to guarantee that our children and grandchildren have liberty? What am I willing to do to restore liberty in the state that our forefathers created in order to preserve our freedom? And that's the preamble of the California Constitution. We, the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, that to perpetuate and secure its blessings, we establish this Constitution. I can prove this state was originated for people to preserve their liberty. So what are we willing to do in order to make that happen? Because if we don't do it, no one will.
By the way, that quote is from Thomas Jefferson, and I think
it's a great quote.
It's appropriate. Yeah. Hey, what's this deal about Dave Muir involved in something on this dam thing up there? I've had a bone to pick with Dave Muir for a long time, ever since that he has been with Wally Herger. I had a meeting with him, and you know, basically they poo-pooed, you know, the fact that hey, we have a private bank issuing our currency and charging us interest and blah 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 blah. You know, and they justified it, but now evidently he obviously he's not with Herger any longer, and he's been appointed on the board of one of these Acon or something. What's going on?
Muir was originally a shill for Wally Herger. Then
right.
He became a shill for Ted Gaines, mm-hmm. the do nothing senator that in Senate District 1, and then that job somehow wasn't attractive enough to him. Probably didn't pay enough, so he got a job with an outfit called the KRRC. Klamath River Restoration Council, and what they intend to do is they were formed as a 501c3 out of a law office in New York City on the 22nd floor of a building in New York City, and that is a 501c3 that was created in order to destroy four fully functional, perfectly maintained hydroelectric facilities supplying the cleanest, cheapest, greenest power in the world to over 70,000 homes in the North State. And their job is to destroy those dams. And here's how they're doing it. Governor Brown formed an illegal agreement with the state of Oregon, and the state of California has given them, they only have two employees, and they have no track record in dam operation or dam removal. So they hired this outfit called Acon. It's a Canadian company owned by the Chinese government, the communist Chinese.
Wow.
And they're supplying all of the engineering and all of the expertise to remove these four dams. And it's in front of the FERC, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, right now. And their sole function is remove those dams. In spite of the wishes of the people, in spite of the fact that most of the people in California don't know their tax money is being spent on that, and by the way, that number is going to go up to $450 million eventually. So the governor of California is helping the communist Chinese rip out four perfectly good dams on the Klamath River.
Now, what benefit is that to the Chinese or the state of California to have those dams removed?
Well, it's money. It's money to the Chinese government, of course. That's easy. And it's also inroads and influence into the behavior and thought processes of certain political groups in the state of California. The environmentalists stand to gain by this. And also, what's in it for guys like Jerry Brown? Pacific Corp gets to replace that cheaply generated energy with more expensive energy to its ratepayers. And in addition to that, they get to walk away from any and all liability caused by environmental extortion on those four dams. So
what would happen to the property values?
Yeah.
Oh, property values are already tanking. If you live on Iron Gate Lake, you can't even get a real estate agent to go out and list your property because they say it's worthless. They're not going to drive clear out there to make a listing on it.
Wow. That's hit a lot of people that I know up
and
there.
And that would hit a large part of NorCal, correct?
Well, did Hornbrook.
Hornbrook.
All the way down.
You know,
I mean,
Iron Gate Estates, Wairika.
Well, when you look at it this way, also, all of the people that live along the Klamath River drainage, those dams provide an 8-hour flood window. In other words, in the 200-year flood, those dams will absorb enough water to give those people
8 hours
to escape death.
Yeah.
And without those dams, there is no escape. And in addition to that, even the environmental communists say, they were thanking Pacific Corp for a late release of water in the Klamath River that saved the fall run of Chinook salmon or something. Well, the Kidder Diaries and the McGee Diaries very clearly say that you used to be able to walk across the Klamath River in late summer without even getting your feet wet. So where's the magic water going to come from after those dams are gone? I'll tell you where it's going to come from. Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So even the people downriver are going to be affected by it. And in addition to that, all of the voters here will be affected by it. Our tax base is affected by it because property taxes go down when values go down. Everything is affected by it, really.
Wow.
And another thing, you guys have a pretty big dam in your backyard.
Yeah, what's next? Yeah, exactly.
Well, they were talking about raising Shasta Dam in order to provide more water for everyone in the system. And now that plan's pretty much out the window because these same environmental extortionists are attacking that plan to raise the Shasta Dam level.
Yeah.
So you're next. That's who. I mean, you know, the thing is, if they can do it to one of us, they can do it to anybody.
So tearing out these dams would absolutely drive out what community there is, depreciate property value, and basically make it an empty wilderness in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I think, Red, I think you're absolutely right. I know where you're going.
Anything of value underneath of the ground on those properties that would be depreciated?
Well, look, all of the North State is a repository for rare earth metals, mm-hmm. which are now currently mined exclusively by the Chinese. And what that would do is their goal is to drive people out of rural communities so that they can take the keys to the national park and reward the, quote, the good people economically with cheap land and slave labor.
This is a takeover. I mean, how else can you put it? This is a takeover.
So it is a takeover. It's absolutely a takeover. It's a takeover of our communities, our way of life, our thought process, and it's driving our children and everyone else out of this state. It's driving businesses out of here. It's driving your kids out of here. It's driving everybody out.
Wow, listen, we're out of time, Mark. We've got another guest coming on at 11:30, and we got to take a break. But we really appreciate your call in, and, you know, we want people to get involved. Go to SOJ51.net and start doing something about this stuff, guys. You need to get off your duff.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Thanks a lot.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And we still have a half hour to go, everybody.
Still got a half hour to go.
The music.
Not over.
Yeah. She's
right.
A learning. She's doing
it's
good over
right.
there.
Ashley's
yeah.
doing just fine.
Yeah, so we do have our next guest on the line.
Oh, we do have him on the line.
We do.
Travis Allen with us.
Good morning, Travis.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. You?
The fun.
I am doing
starts.
Great. I am doing great. I actually was just up in Northern California. Now I'm driving through the Capitol.
Well,
I feel sorry for you.
Exactly right.
Hey, Travis, give us a little bit of your background, you know, to the folks that haven't heard about you or don't know about you. Tell us who you are and where you came from.
Yeah, so California native, born down in San Diego, raised about 5 minutes from the Mexico border at a little town called Chula Vista, and lived my whole life here. I live in Huntington Beach now, also known as Surf City, USA.
Yep.
Actually, in the Guinness Book of World Records for riding the biggest surfboard ever built with the most people on it. We had 66 people on it.
Holy moly.
But that's the fun part. But the real story is that, you know, I've lived here, opened up a business. I'm a certified financial planner and been in business since 01, managed money since 96. But I've had to watch as all of my family and my friends and my clients have left the state. So my folks live on the southern Oregon coast. It was just too expensive to build their home in California, so they built it up there. My brother works for Raytheon. Those jobs used to be in L.A. Now they're in Tucson, Arizona, so that's where he lives. Best friend out to Texas, where he doubled the size of his house, doubled the size of his business, pays no state income tax, of course. And all my clients started out here in California and different states around the nation.
Wow. Wow. Well, let me get right to it here then. Let me ask you a couple pointed questions. What do you think the proper role of government is?
To get out of people's lives. You know, I mean, quite simply, I got elected back in 2012 to the California State Legislature because, as I mentioned, my family and friends had left. State is just heading in the absolute wrong direction. 39 of the last 40 years, the California Democrats have dominated the legislature, both houses, which is why we have, you know, among the highest tax in the nation, highest poverty rate, exploding homelessness, you know, all of these things. They're all basically right at the Democrats' door. They were the ones that put in place these policies. And so, you know, I got elected in 2012 fighting for smaller government, you know, fighting for a government that would tax us less and get out of our lives, you know, a government that would respect our constitutional rights, like our Second Amendment rights, which is why, you know, the NRA gives me an A and the Firearms Policy Coalition gives me an A plus for standing up for, you know, what we actually have as U.S. citizens. I believe the government should put California's citizens first, not the Bay Area liberal elites that have been running the state for so long.
Well, you know, I think that from my perspective, the proper role of government is to protect everybody's rights. And I think you said that, you know, in what you said there. But I think we've lost that idea in California. You know, I'm not sure when it left, you know, whether it left with Reagan or when it disappeared. But these guys don't seem like they're interested in protecting our rights as citizens. They seem to be more interested in protecting the rights of illegal aliens and world government or something. I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah, well, the globalists have been on the march for quite some time, and you know they're based right here in California. They call it the center of the resistance there in San Francisco, and you got to take a look no farther than Jerry Brown, Kamala Harris, Boxer, Pelosi, Feinstein, you know, Gavin Newsom, all of these guys from the Bay Area of San Francisco, and you know you take a look at what is our government supposed to do? We are a constitutional republic. We are founded upon a document that has greater authority than the president and the Congress and any state legislature. It is a document that guarantees our rights, and it says these are God-given rights. They're not given by man, which means they can't be taken away. They're simply recognized by our Constitution. And you take a look at where this country has gone, you know, now with 8 years of Barack Hussein Obama, and thank God we didn't get 8 more years of crooked Hillary, there was this slow slide into socialism where, you know, they continue to raise our taxes. We were not getting represented up there in the North State. You guys have extremely limited representation, because of how they carved up the California legislature. And, you know, they consistently raise our taxes. They're prioritizing illegal immigrants over California citizens. And, you know, now they're putting us all in danger with this illegal sanctuary state nonsense, which is the concept that if somebody's come here illegally, they will act and committing crimes while they're here in California, they will now be sheltered with your taxpayer dollars. And that's just wrong.
Well, you know, up here, there's a lot of people listening that will agree with me on this, is that we think that the answer to our representative problem up here is a state split, because it would then have to, you know, redo the congressional districts to put a fair amount of representatives, you know, at the local levels. And maybe we've got a court case even going, and maybe that will even change that. But, you know, I think that the state would be much more governable if it was split, because we're already the biggest, worst represented state in the union, and also the biggest state in the union. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, look, it all went south when they took away the proportional representation for the counties. You know, if California had a model of government like the United States does, where we have the assembly, which essentially functions as the Congress, which is represented by population, you know, that makes sense because obviously the population is in the dense urban centers and they deserve their say. But the Senate in California should work exactly like the Senate in the United States, which is every single county should have equal proportionate representation. So, you know, let's say there's 58 counties in California. Every county should get two representatives, regardless of how big or how small. And this would actually balance out the needs of, you know, Northern California, rural California, all of the counties in the east, all of the counties down south in the east, because they simply don't have the same population numbers, but they have huge land mass, incredible natural resources. And I'll tell you right now, are absolutely not getting well in Sacramento. And this is a problem. This is why you see State of Jefferson. This is why you get guys like Tim Draper that want to split the state up into three, because so many Californians are not being represented when the entire government in California is being run out of the Bay Area, San Francisco, and, you know, the center of Los Angeles. And you take a look, and it goes deeper than this, because you look in the north, you have been systematically robbed by the California Democrats. And this was not by accident. They've done it under the guise of extreme environmentalism. But you take a look at all the Republican areas of California, and they're all the natural resource areas. Because remember, we are a natural resource state. We were founded on a gold rush. We were founded on the timber industry in the north. We were founded on the hard minerals throughout gold country. And we were founded on the oil that's all throughout California, whether from Southern California or through Bakersfield or even the Monterey Shale. And every single one of these areas, and by the way, I forgot to mention the farmers in Central Valley and all the way up through the north, every single one of these areas are Republican areas. These are all Republicans, but they have been systematically deprived of their rights to their own natural resources by the California Democrats under the guise of extreme environmentalism, which means that not only can you not, you know, cut down trees in the north to sustainably manage your forest so you don't have these incredible wildfires that threaten your not only your homes, but everything you have up there, you can't make any money and you're sitting on piles of it. They won't let you touch it. They won't. They try to take your water. They're taking your mineral rights. They won't let us drill, you know, cleanly, sustainably, environmentally friendly. They're trying to.
I hope we did.
California.
Yeah, we
got. We lost you there for just a second.
You cut out just a little bit there, Travis, on your last thought. But we do have a caller on the line with us. Terry Raposa, I believe, is on the line, and he's probably got a question for you. Are you there, Terry?
I am. How are you doing, Travis?
Jerry, I'm doing great.
Good. Yeah, a couple of quick questions. First of all, I think most of us feel that we have an oligarchy here and that we only have one party. I've got some static on my end. Do you guys have that there, too?
A touch,
but you're still – we can hear you.
You're pretty clear now.
Okay. There's that issue, and I know that Jim Nielsen came out and endorsed Cox. I know that Doug LaMalfa, our congressman, endorsed Cox. And then from what I understand, James Gallagher endorsed you. One of the issues we have is the Republican Party always being split. Now, on May 5th, there's a big convention, and my question is, if, in fact, John Cox does get the nod, would you support that, or would you keep it going? And the other thing is, of course, we would ask John Cox the same question if his people are listening, and that is, if Travis gets the nod, would you folks go with him?
So the answer is that both of us have actually already answered that. There's no way I would ever bow out of any race. I've won every single race I have ever run. And you take a look at our president back in 2016, you know, there was really no reason for Trump to bow out, even though all the polls were trying to say that Hillary was going to win. We know exactly how that contest turned out. So to give you an idea, I did receive James Gallagher's endorsement. A great guy, great conservative. But the concept is I have the endorsement of over 12 county parties. John Cox only has three county parties across California. I've also received the endorsement of every major Republican group so far from the California Republican
Assembly. That's really not the question, Travis.
The answer is absolutely not under any circumstance would I ever drop out of this race.
Okay, well, everybody
hold their thought here. We got to go to a quick break. This is our last break, and then we'll come back, and then both of you stay on the line, and then we'll finish this out.
Super. Looking forward to it, Jerry.
Okay, very good. So we're... We're going to a break here. KCNR.
Yep, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, April 20th, from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Shasta College is giving you your first year of college tuition free. If you're a first-time student at Shasta College, even if you've attended college somewhere else or took classes while in high school and you sign up as a full-time student, you can get a year of college tuition free. The Shasta Promise program gives any first-time, full-time student a tuition-free education for a full year. Apply online at shastacollege.edu/apply. Fill out your FAFSA and talk to a counselor today. Don't think you can go full-time with your work or family schedule? Shasta College has more programs just for you. We have compressed programs, evening classes, and completely online degrees to help you get that boost in your career, new job, or transfer earlier with less debt. The Shasta Promise. Just one more way Shasta College is giving you more. Enroll today at shastacollege.edu/apply or call 242-7650 for the Shasta Promise program.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North States. The North States.
Yeah. Never know.
Anyway, we've got Travis Allen on the line with us, and we're having a discussion. I believe that this is regarding a splitting the party is what Terry's talking about. And, you know, is that a problem? Because if the Republicans split the party, does the Democrat win? I mean, there's pro and con arguments to that. You got something else to say on the subject, Terry?
Yeah, I do. And I think you just hit the nail on the head. The Republican Party seems to destroy itself. And first of all, Travis, you know, I'll just come out right now and say you'd be the guy I'd vote for. However,
thanks, Jerry.
But you ain't Donald Trump, and this ain't the presidential election. Right. And the deal is if we split the Republican Party, one of you guys is going to have to be man enough to get behind the other one, because otherwise we lose. There's no way around that.
Oh, see, I have some confusion on how that works, because as a top two ballot in California, even if there's three candidates, whichever Republican candidate got the most votes would be the one that went on the ballot with the Democrat in November, and then there would still only be two people.
I thought that we would have the two best, period, the two who got the most votes, period.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what if it's two Democrats? Because you guys split the vote with the Republicans.
Is there another Democrat running?
Yes.
Well, then, there you go.
There's one that's running. The point is, we continually don't stay together as a party. I mean, the Republicans, I'm no longer in that camp, but the Republicans don't seem to stay together. I mean, the idea of taking a situation and fighting it to the bitter end may seem honorable and just, and I'm not talking just to you, but to John Cox also. All it does is leave us all in a lurch with Gavin Newsom.
Well, let Travis answer it. Let him speak.
Sure.
Yeah, there we go. So, okay, Terry's right. It is a top two, what they call a jungle primary in California, which means the top two vote getters will advance. But the bottom line is this, you know, not only have I received, you know, tons of support and all this, you know, John Cox gotten some support as well. But when it comes down to it, this will not be decided by party insiders. This will be decided by the voters in June. And I will tell you right now that the problem in California is for too long, for decades, California's Republicans have put forward establishment that could never win. And this is what the establishment has done to us. So take a look at Neil Kashkari in 2014, voted for Barack Hussein Obama. There was no way Republicans were ever going to show up for him. You take a look at 2010, Meg Whitman thought she could buy the Republican nomination, buy the governor's seat. She certainly couldn't. And in the most recent political race for president, she supported crooked Hillary Clinton. This is the answer. I am the only candidate that's endorsed by Californians for Trump. I'm the only candidate that voted for and supported Trump. John Cox voted for a guy called Gary Johnson, who believes in open borders, he's pro-choice, and legalized prostitution. And, I mean, this is what this guy stands for. So the bottom line is Californians need somebody that actually will stand with their party, somebody that will fight to actually win. We don't need to simply advance through June, Terry. We need somebody that can win in November, somebody can beat Gavin Newsom, the California Democrats. And I'll tell you right now, John Cox has lived here since 2011 as a resident, didn't even care enough to vote in our 2014 elections, contributed money to a George Soros super PAC in 2016, and didn't even vote for President Trump. He was a never-Trumper. I will tell you right now, I don't care how much money John Cox thinks he has, that guy has no shot against Gavin Newsom. And as a Republican that lives in California my entire life, that has fought for California for the last 6 years in the legislature, I will not let a recent Chicago transplant try to walk away with the party endorsement or to lose in November, because I have watched my whole family leave this state, and I'm staying here to fight. But when I fight to win. And I'll give you one last thing. John Cox has never won an election in his entire life. He ran for president of the United States. He ran for U.S. Senate. He ran for U.S. Congress. He even ran for county clerk recorder in Illinois and lost every single race. Californians do not need a four-time loser, never Trumper, that gave money to George Soros. So you ask me, you know, am I going to ever drop out of this race? The answer is not just no, it's heck no, because I believe in winning, and it's about time that we win and actually have a candidate that can beat Gavin Newsom in California.
And the other thing I would like to point out, too, is if we have a fear of two Democrats getting on the ballot because the Republicans split the vote, well, then would the Democrats not also be splitting their party and giving us a chance at having two Republicans on the ballot?
Wouldn't that be great?
Theoretically, that's possible. There's about five Democrats in the race right now. There's Villaraigosa, Newsom, Chung, Delaine Easton, Renteria. One of my consultants actually continues to tell me that he thinks it's a possibility. I still think it's going to be a race of Gavin Newsom versus Travis Allen in the general. But, you know, nonetheless, the answer is, guys, it's not, you know, a lot of these people focus on, you know, getting through the primary. That's nonsense. Forget about getting through the primary. A Republican gets through. The answer is winning in November, and we must have a candidate that can beat the California Democrats in November. And I'll tell you right now, there is only one person with the fire, with the passion, that supported our Republican nominee for president, Donald Trump, that has a vote record that's proven. By the way, think about this, too. John Cox has never been elected, so he's got no vote record. All he's got is his talk. So let me give you an example on the border wall. First, he said he was against it. Now he says he's for it. Then on Spanish media, he just said he was against it again. So the guy even flip-flops on the basic issues. You need somebody with a vote record that's proven. You can look mine up. It's on votesmart.org. Look at every single vote I've ever cast in the assembly, every single speech I've ever made. You will find that I am the most conservative legislator in Sacramento. And that's somebody like a Ronald Reagan again in California.
Right. One last thing, though, I do want to say, and that is that I think many people feel betrayed by the endorsement of Nielsen to Cox and by LaMalfa's endorsement. Frankly, you've been out there, you have been an assemblyman, you've gone out there and been fighting for the right things. You've been they're comrades of yours, and for them to go the other way is just highly suspect, especially Nielsen with the weight he pulls. I couldn't even believe that. But anyway, good luck, Travis. Thanks for answering the question. And, hey, go get him, buddy.
You better believe it, Terry, and I really appreciate that. You know, I got to tell you, too, the LaMalfa and Nielsen thing was quite surprising to me. I've heard something that they share a consultant called Dave Gilliam.
Oh, yeah.
Who was also
a
consultant on the repeal of the gas tax, which was the competing measure to mine. Keep in mind, I've joined forces with these guys. But, you know, these guys, I think there might be some kind of agreement there. I don't know. But Cox has been throwing his money around because you take a look. I got 40,000 individual volunteers throughout the entire state. I got 460,000 followers on Facebook at Join Travis Allen. Every event I go to, I'm selling out up and down the state. And I go to events constantly. That's all I do is I fly up and down the state. 50 flights so far this year, 10,000 miles driven this year alone. So, you know, there's a lot of money that John Cox has been throwing around trying to buy things. But in the end of the day, you can't buy authenticity, you can't buy passion, and you cannot buy the base. This is what the Trump voters proved in 16. Hillary had all the money in the world and all the media and all the polls on her side, but we won because we got the heart. And when it comes right back down to it, this goes back to the first question in the interview, is what is our government based on? It's based on the Constitution, the rule of law, and three words, we the people.
Very good, Travis. You know, I didn't know that much about Cox, and now that you've brought this up, and I'll do a little research before I commit to anything, but the fact that Doug LaMalfa and Nielsen back him does not surprise me in the least. You know, I've been saying for years that LaMalfa blows whichever the way the wind blows.
Yeah, they've both been switch hitters pretty much at the time.
Yeah, I mean,
he takes
money from Monsanto and, you know, for, you know, subsidies from the government, and, you know, I think he's just a political insider myself that goes with the establishment crowd. Now, he's voted against, you know, he said he voted for Trump, you know, and he's done some things, but this last omnibus bill he said he voted against, but, you know, it was a safe vote, and he didn't have to put anything out on the line to show his cards. And that's what a lot of the times these politicians do, is they're protecting themselves from their base as far as having a track record that shows their true intentions.
Yeah, listen, and I hear you. We have been sold out by the establishment for too long as Republicans. And, I mean, we see it. We don't just see it in California. We see it in D.C. You take a look at Mitch McConnell and, you know, Boehner and Ryan, and you ask yourself, you know, are these guys really the champions that they say they are? You know, you take a look at things like the Iran deal where they said they were trying to fight it, but when they got their chance to kill it, they didn't kill it. Well, I, for one, am tired of being sold out by the establishment, and that's why I'm fighting. You know, that's why I was the first guy last year to call out the sanctuary state. I wrote a bill to reverse it. I was on Tucker Carlson in January this year, and on national news, I called out for Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump to come to California and sue California. They thought I was crazy, but, you know, 3 months later, Sessions came out, and now he's suing California. It's about somebody that's willing to lead and stick their neck out, to step away from the establishment, to tell people the truth, and to actually fight and fight to win. And I'll tell you, you know, I don't care how much money all these establishment guys got. You know, by the way, I've already raised over $1 million. It's probably close to $1.5 million now from more donors, more individual donors than any Republican governor candidate in history of California. But so when I tell you I got grassroots support, I got real Californians backing me up. But, you know, the bottom line is this. California needs a fighter. California needs somebody that's not going to sit down and play nice with the Democrats. Somebody that can actually beat them toe-to-toe with all of their money and is ready for the fight. Because I got to tell you guys, another 8 years of Jerry Brown, another 8 years of Gavin Newsom, and there's not going to be much left in California.
Well, I'll tell you what,
there ain't much left now,
and I'll tell you, I think Sessions, they need to start coming and arrest these guys, in my opinion, because they're lawless, they're felony lawbreakers. You know, I mean, look at the Secretary of State, Alex Padilla, you know, look at Becerra, look at Brown making foreign government agreements, completely unconstitutional, completely illegal, and they've committed numerous felonies. You know, I just don't understand why Sessions has not arrested some of these guys yet or something.
100%. I was actually the first guy again on national news to call for the arrest and prosecution of Javier Becerra when he told the U.S. business or the California business owners that if you try to follow immigration law, he's going to have you prosecuted. I called for the arrest of Libby Schaaf. Remember, she warned 800 criminals who are here illegally in our state. And because of that, three of them have already recommitted crimes like spousal abuse and robbery. So she's not only guilty of over 800 counts of aiding and abetting felons, she's now an accessory to a crime three times over. I mean, look, lawlessness, it just breeds more lawlessness. Gavin Newsom's now telling Democrats up and down the state to basically thumb their nose at the U.S. government and the U.S. Constitution. That's why we got to take our state back. That's why we need, you know, a common sense, rule of law, Ronald Reagan Republican that is a rock-solid conservative to actually enforce the law. Because when you get lawlessness at the top, it hurts every single one of us.
Yeah, I got to agree with you, Travis, absolutely. And, you know, and we'll be holding, you know, you become governor, we'll be holding your feet to the fire, too.
You better believe it. I'll be right there with you, brother, because I got to tell you, they will fight us. Listen, here's what it really boils down to. I'm telling you right now, I will be the next governor of the state of California. When I run to win. John Cox has never won a race in his entire life. All he's got is money and you know, a loud mouth. But the bottom line is this. Once I win, once I get through this primary, and I even get close to Gavin Newsom, you know, single digits in the polls, low double digits, this becomes the hottest race in the country. Because when nationwide Republicans figure out that a Republican has a shot to be governor of California, it changes the electoral map in the nation for a generation.
Absolutely.
The Democrats will come out with every knife you've ever seen against us.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to need you backing me up so we can go take it to these guys and take back our state.
Absolutely.
Well, Travis, listen, they're going to cut us off.
Yeah, we're down to
program,
a minute. So where can people get a hold of you? How do they donate? And like I say, we got less than a minute left, so they might cut us off. So tell us how they can get to your campaign.
You bet. Go find me on Facebook at Join Travis Allen. Find my website at JoinTravisAllen.com. Hit that donate button. Hit that volunteer button. I need your money. I need your volunteers. I need you guys to stand up, fight for the North State, fight for California, fight for our resources, fight against these lawless Democrats. Guys, my name's Travis Allen. I'm telling you right now, I will be your next governor of the state of California. Go to JoinTravisAllen.com. Hit that donate button. Give what you can. Give me the bullets I need to go take it to Gavin Newsom and the Democrats and rhino never Trumpers like John Cox. And ladies and gentlemen, I will see you in that governor's mansion. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
All right, that's it.
Yep.
Show's over. Remember, government is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And we'll